And we start here at the bottom of Tzadi Ted Amud Bet with the Rav Mari Amar, which produces another answer to the question of the Stira and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, we had a Breita that says Rabbi Shimon Omer Onein Eino Midivrei Torah Ela Midivrei Sofrim, that the Onein, the night after the day, is only a din de rabbonon. And he said, Teido, how would know this? Shere Amru, Onein Tovel Bochel Piskola Erev. Because an Onein could go to the mikveh, and then it eat his Pesach at night. V'alol Kodoshim. But not by Kodoshim. So, of course, the only way that Pesach could override Aninut is if Aninut was the rabbonon. And the rabbonon could waive their din of Aninut in order to allow one to perform the Pesach, because Pesach involves a chiyuv karet. So they would waive their Aninut delaylo de rabbonon. The Gemara then asked on Rabbi Shimon, does Rabbi Shimon really hold Aninut Laila mi derabbanan? Does Rabbi Shimon really think that Aninut Laila is at night is only derabbanan? We have two brightot. Mara brings two brightot where it sounds like Rabbi Shimon believes that even Pesach is suspended because of Aninut Laila. So first brightot the Gemara rejected. The second brightot the Gemara says, it says Pesach explicitly in it. And it sounds like you can't eat your Pesach when you are an Onin. So there we had one answer was Rav Chista's answer, who says that the Breita, when it says Bechor Maser and Pesach, it just brought down Pesach Hedei Nasbo. It just got dragged along. Since those are always a category, they're always placed together, it mentioned Pesach, but they didn't really mean Pesach. That's one answer. The second answer was given by Rav Sheshit, who says Pesach is not literally Pesach, but Shalmei Pesach. It's talking about the Chagigat Yudalit. That the Pesach mentioned in the Breita, which says you're not allowed to eat it, that's the Shlamim that come along with the Pesach in order that the Pesach be Ne'achal al Asova. So those Korbanot HaChagigat Yudalit does not override Aninut, but the Pesach does override Aninut. That's the second possibility. One is Rav Mari Amar. Rav Mari gives a third option for how to reconcile between Rabbi Shimon's position that Aninut Laila is the Rabbanan versus the Breita, which seems to indicate that Pesach is suspended at night. He says, Lo Kasha. Kan Shemet Lo Mate Biyudalit. One case is a case where he had the niftar was on the Erev Pesach and was buried on Erev Pesach itself. The other options where the mate was niftar on the 13th and then it was buried on the 14th. So mate lo mate biyudalid vikivro biyudalid. So if you have a case where the mito and the kvura were on the 14th on Erev Pesach, yomita to face lelo mid oraita, then that night afterwards is even a din de oraita. The aninut yom continues into the nighttime mid oraita from the Torah, and that will explain the brayta. The brayta that says the Pesach is suspended because of aninut. The brayta that talked about shlamim k'shusha leim mevi veno mevi k'shonein. That's talking about a case where the yom amita and yom kavura were both on erev Pesach. That means that the aninut of erev Pesach is de oraita, and the night afterwards, according to Ramari, would also be a din d'oraita. On the other hand, mate lo mate b'yud gimel b'kivro b'yud dalid. On the other hand, if the niftar, if the mita happened on the 13th, and he's buried on erev Pesach, then yom kvura midrabanan eino tofes lelo elo midrabanan. So when we're talking about the yom kvura as opposed to the yom mita, yom kvura, the aninut of that day is only dirabanan. And so too, the subsequent night that would have aninut in it is only a din dirabanan. So the way Rav Mari is explaining this is that Yom Mita has a din aninut de oraita, and the night afterwards will also be de oraita, where that's when the Mita and the Kvura are on the same day. But if you separate between the Yom Mita and the Yom Kvura, that means that the Yom Mita has the din of aninut de oraita, the Yom Kvura will only be a din de rabbanan of aninut. When the rabbanan also had a din of Yom aninut de rabbanan, they also include Leilo Imo. The Leilo afterwards also is a din aninut de rabbanan. And that will reconcile Rabbi Shimon now. The Breita that says Pesach is suspended because of Aninut, that's when you had Yom Amita, Yom HaKvura on the 14th, on Erev Pesach. Therefore, the night afterwards is Doraita. And the Doraita prevents you from, again, having the Korban HaPesach that night. On the other hand, if it was Yom Amita was on the 13th and Yom HaKvura is on the 14th, then the Aninut of the 14th and the subsequent night is only Dirabbanan. So when it came to the Korban HaPesach, we have a Chiyuv Karet, the Rabbanan suspended their Aninut in that situation, and they allowed him to perform the Pesach, bring the Pesach on Erev Pesach, and then eat it that night because they suspended their Aninut. So that will be the position that we saw of Rabbi Shimon, who says Onen Eno Midivrei Torah Elo Midivrei Sofrim, and that's because Onen Tovel V'Chol Pesko Be'erev. That will explain that side of Rabbi Shimon. So Amalei Rav Ashi the Rav Mari. Rav Ashi challenges Rav Mari's explanation. Ve'lahadik Tani. How are you going to explain what Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Yehuda? Remember back when we brought the Breita. The Breita says that Aninut Laila Midivrei Torah Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda believes nighttime Aninut is a Deoraita. Rabbi Shimon Amar Aninun Elo Midivrei Torah Elo Midivrei Sofrim. Shimon says no. The name of Laila is only a din in Derabonan. Teda, what's his proof? His proof is because the Onen goes to the mikveh and then eats his Pesach at night, but not Kodeshim. Well, the only way you could have him eat the Pesach at night is if it was Derabonan, because Derabonan would suspend their Aninut. If it was Aninut Doraita, we wouldn't suspend it. So Rav Ashi says to Rav Mari, how could you say this? Elaha diktani amalo Rav Shimon teida shemru en nein tovel v'chal episko v'lo v'kodeshim neimalei. So why doesn't Rav Yehuda respond to Rav Shimon? It says, ana kamin aloch yom mita deoraita. I'm talking about the yom mita, which is din deoraita, v'amartli et yom kvura derabonon. We're talking apples and oranges. Rav Yehuda can say, I'm talking about the yom mita, which is yom ha kvura, and that I'm saying is nighttime is deoraita. And along comes Rav Shimon and says, no, nighttime is derabanan. What do you mean nighttime is derabanan? Oh, because I can show you. If he brings his Pesach that day, we allow him to eat it at night. So Rabbi Yehuda said to him, what are you talking about? We're talking about two different situations. The scenario which you're describing, according to Rav Mari, is a case where he died on the 13th, and now he's being buried on the 14th, and that's why the Laila is suspended. He says, even I agree in that case that it's derabanan. I'm talking about a case where it's Yom HaMita, Yom HaKavura. So they're arguing apples and oranges over here. Rabbi Shimon's response to Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make sense. Rabbi Yehuda gives one case. Rabbi Shimon gives him a totally different case. He goes, I can prove it to you. What do you mean I can prove it to you? Of course, if you're in a different case, it's a different scenario. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree in that different scenario. So Abaye Amar lo kashu. Abaye says that it's not a problem, that both of these are talking about Yom HaMita, and the nighttime is Aninu Durabonon, meaning that we have that steer in Rabbi Shimon, and I'll explain it this way. Kan Shemit Kodim Chatzot, Kan Shemit Lachar Chatzot. Depends when the Mita happened on Erev Pesach. If the Mita happened prior to noon on Pesach versus if it happened afternoon. Kodim the chatzot prior to noon, the lo ichze the Pesach, since the chiyuv of Pesach never falls upon him, chaylalei aninut. Therefore, the aninut takes hold and blocks him from doing the Pesach. Achar chatzot, whereas after chatzot, the ichze the Pesach, the chiyuv Pesach already was upon him, lo chaylalei aninut. That prevents the aninut from taking hold of him. Everybody agrees here we're talking about, according to Rabbi Shimon, both cases are case of Yom HaMita. Yom HaKavura is the 14th, and Aninut Lailo is Dirabonon. The only question is, when did it happen? The Mita happened. Did the Mita happen prior to Chatzot or after Chatzot? What's the difference? Well, the Chiyuv Korban HaPesach is Ben Arbayim, only happens in the afternoon. So the question is, which Chiyuv came first? Did the Chiyuv Aninut come first, or did the Chiyuv HaPesach come first? If the Chiyuv Aninut comes first, it suspends the Pesach. If the Chiyuv of the Pesach comes first, then the Aninut is blocked by the Pesach. So Menah Temro, Deshani Lei Ben Kodum Chatzot Ben Achar Chatzot. And let me prove to you, there is such a concept that there's a difference between before and after Chatzot. Ditanyo, we have a Breita. Lo Itama. It says in Parshat Emor, when it comes to a Kohen, who has to be metameh for the Shiva Krovim, one of them is Achoto, Abtula, and there it says, Laitama, that he should become Tamei for mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. Lo ratza, if he doesn't want to do it, mitamim oto al korcho. Meaning that the Torah gives you a positive commandment, a say, that one must become Tamei when it comes to the Shivata Krovim. So if he doesn't want to become Tamei, we force him to become Tamei against his will. Umasa be Yosef HaKohen, if a case like this, which is Yosef HaKohen, Shemeta Ishto be'erev HaPesach, his wife passed away on Erev Pesach, velo ratza li Tamei. And he didn't want to become Tamei because that would have prevented him from bringing the Korban HaPesach. V'nimnu echav ha-kohanim. The Kohanim got together and decided, v'timu ba'al korcho. And they forced him to become Tamei. They said, you don't have an option. You have to become Tamei. That's a mitzvah to say in Parshat Emor. V'remini, was that really the right thing to do? Because we have, by Parshat Nazir, we have a number of extraneous items. We learned this when we learned that Nazir, we had it in Sanhedrin as well, that the Parsha of Nazir says that the Nazir is not allowed to become Tamei to anyone. And then it says, can't become Tamei to anyone. So the list or the enumeration afterwards is all extraneous, and there the Gemara dashes each one of them. One by one it dashes them. It says, what does Achoto teach you in that pasuk by the Nazir? if you're going to shechet the korban of Pesach, or to give a brit milah to his son, v'shamash shemeit lo meit, and he hears that someone passed away, yochol itama, you would think maybe he should become tamei. Amart lo itama, we already said by the nazir that he can't become tamei. So yochol kushim shlo itama lachoto, kach in mitame the meit mitzvah, you would think that just like he doesn't become tamei for his sister, lachotu doene mitame, then so too the din would be with a meit mitzvah, someone who had a mate that has no one to be metapo with it, he also will not become tamei. That's what the pasuk is a miut. Tamalam lachoto, lachoto hu deinu mitamei, ava mitamei hu the mate mitzvah. It's that he does become tamei to a mate mitzvah. So the only exception to the rule where he does become tamei is a situation, God bless you, it's a situation in which it's a mate mitzvah. But leaving aside the case of mate mitzvah, here, based on the word achoto, the Gemara darshins, the Breita darshins, that he would not be mitameh. He would not become tameh. If he's going to do his Pesach, he's going to do the Brit Milah of his son, and she's one of the Shivat Akrovim, that he would have to otherwise be mitabel aleha. So why aren't we mitameh? Why don't we say become tameh? And here we say no. So how do you explain the stira between these two Breitot? You have one Breita that says, force him to come tamei when it's Erev Pesach. You say to him, even if he doesn't want to become tamei, become. You have to force him to come tamei. We have another Breita that says, do not become tamei. When you have a case of Pesach, we say to you, please don't become tamei. Lav shma mino. What is the conclusion from this? Kadm kodem chatzot, kan achar chatzot. The explanation for the difference in the Breitot has to do with when it happened during the day. If it happens prior to Chatzot, the din will be force him to become Tamei. He becomes Tamei now. If it happens after Chatzot, we'll say to him, okay, you have the Chiyuv of Pesach already upon you, do not become Tamei. We suspend all Tumah. Tumah is not going to be allowed, and therefore you can't become Tamei, even for your sister in that situation. So Abaye, in order to reconcile between these two Breitot, shows you that there's a difference in the threshold of Chatzot. When something happens before Chatzot, we say, yes, you are to become Tamei. And when it happens after Chatzot, then we say, no, we suspend it. We say, do not become Tamei. Say, you must do your Pesach and don't become Tamei. So by using that difference, also explains before, what's the difference in the position of Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, who says that Aninut Laila prevents you from bringing the Korban of Pesach, that'll be a case where it happened prior to Chatzot. Just like prior to Chatzot, we are mitameyu, so too, we say you become an Onein. The two will be hand in hand. Before Chatzot, you become an Onein, and that'll suspend the Pesach. Before Chatzot, you will be forced to become Tamei, and we will make you Tamei, and you will not be able to do the Korban of Pesach. On the other hand, after Chatzot, where we say do not become Tamei from the Nazir, from the word Achot, we also say don't become an Onein. The Aninut will be suspended in order to do the Korban of Pesach. And that will reconcile Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says in the Breita that Pesach you can't do, that's before Chatzot. After Chatzot, you can't do the Pesach, and that will push aside the Aninut Dirabonon.
I think I got a little lost there. This was tough. This thing that he brought was, I thought it was a Nazir.
It is a Nazir. We're going to do the drush in a second. Okay, so that's a good, that we're going to get to that case. The Breita is going to make the case. There are four words there, and that each one they darshan, the last one they darshan is about Korban HaPesach. The question is, how do we learn out of it? So we're going to do that in 1 second. We're going to get there. All right, so now the Gemara says, Mimai, mate, Abaye, how do you know that you're right about this reconciliation, that it's before Chatzot and after Chatzot are the difference here? Dilma la'olam imelucha, idi v'idi achar Chatzot. The both Breitot are talking about a case after Chatzot. V'ha Rabbi Shmuel, v'ha Rabbi Kiba. The difference between them is a machloket Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, the Tanya. We have a right, laitama, rishut, divi Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says it's optional. Laitama isn't an obligation. It's not a mitzvah to say to become tamei for one of the shivat akrovim, but rather it's optional. If you want to become tamei, fine. If you don't want to become tamei, no. Whereas Rabbi Kiva, mer chovat, it's an obligation, it's a mitzvah. So Rashi pointed this out, but now it becomes obvious is that Abaye was holding like Rabbi Akiva in both Breitot. He was saying that Rabbi Kiva is the author of both Breitot. You must become tamei. The only question is, when did it happen? Did it happen before Chatzot, where we go ahead and make you Tamei, and we do that mitzvah? Or was it after Chatzot, where we said, no, we don't do that mitzvah, that you have the mitzvah of Pesach pushes away the mitzvah of Laitama? That's the way Abaye was learning. So now we come along and say, wait a minute, why do you have to say that, Abaye? You could have learned the alternative, which is that the machloket between the Breitot is really the machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says, mitzvah to become Tamei. Mitzvah to come Tamei, even in the face of the Pesach. So that means that the Breitot that says, make him tamei like Yosef HaKalein was even after Chatzot, even after your chayav and korban at Pesach, we say no, it's a mitzvah mitzvah to become tamei. Mitzvah that say to become tamei, you must do it. Ah, what about the Pesach? So on that, Rabbi Akiva says, as Rashi points out here, that even after Chatzot, you have an option now to mikayim two mitzvot. You have a mitzvah of Laitama, and even a mitzvah of Korban HaPesach. Well, Korban HaPesach has a karet associated, which normally would say that the Korban HaPesach would trump, and you do the Korban HaPesach. But over here, we have another factor, which is, one is a mitzvah overet, and one is not a mitzvah overet. Why is that? Because by Laitama, it's a mitzvah to become tamei. If you don't become tamei today, it's over. You can't do it again. There is no tashlumim. You can't make that up. On the other hand, Pesach has Pesach Sheni. So therefore, if you don't do Pesach today, you still have the option to do Pesach on Pesach Sheni. So now, if I have to choose between which assay to do, I'm going to do the assay of La'itama. Because La'itama, my only chance to do it is today. And if I don't do it, it's over. Pesach, if I don't do it today, I'll do it on Pesach Sheni. So based on that, we'll say the Braita says La'itama, become Tamei. Do the mitzvah of La'itama, and you'll do Korban HaPesach on Pesach Sheni. We'll suspend that to Pesach Sheni, because that has Tashlumim. On the other hand, when it comes to Rabbi Yishmael, going to Rabbi Yishmael, it's a Rishut. It's optional whether you become Tamei or not. Well, in a Rishut versus the Chovah, bringing Korban HaPesach that involves a Karet, what are we going to tell you to do? Do Korban HaPesach. Go ahead and do Korban HaPesach, because if you do Korban Pesach, then you avoid a Chiyuv Karet. Better do it on Pesach Rishon than Pesach Sheni. Ah, what about La'itama? La'itama is only an option. So don't take that option. You won't become Tamei in this instance. That's fine. There's no mitzvah to say. And therefore, the author of the second Braita will be Rabbi Shmo, says the Achoto, that you're not allowed to become Tamei to anybody except to make mitzvah. That'll be authored by Rabbi Yishmael. Rashi just notes at the end there, Ololam, ben the Rabbi Shmo, ben the Rabbi Kiva, whether it's Rabbi Shmo or Rabbi Kiva, Onein Shlo Nitma, if the Onein did not become Tamei, maybe Pischo. Vafilu made Kodem Chatzot. Even if he died before Chatzot, if he didn't become Tamei, then he does bring his korban. This thing has nothing to do with Aninut. It all has to do with Tuma. If you are Tamei, you don't bring your korban to Pesach. If you are Tamei, you can't bring it. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, we never let you become Tamei, so then you have to bring the korban to Pesach. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva says there's an obligation to become Tamei. Certainly if it was Bor Chatzot and he became Tamei, he was doing a mitzvah, and he won't bring the korban to Pesach. But even after Chatzot, Rabbi Akiva says, become Tamei. Now if he didn't become Tamei, if that's just the reality, for whatever reason he didn't become Tamei, then certainly he'll bring his Korban HaPesach. Because the only thing preventing him from bringing the Korban HaPesach is Tumah here. We're no longer in the Parsha of Aninut. It has nothing to do with Aninut. The only question is Tumah versus Korban HaPesach. So if you're not Tamei, you will bring your Korban HaPesach. If you are Tamei, then you won't bring it. And the Machlokas of Bishimah or Rabbi Kiva is whether you should become Tamei or not become Tamei. So where it says, Lo Salkadatcho, you can't say that. The Reisha Da'i, Rabbi Kiva Ktonilo. The Reisha of the Braita that says Ola Achoto is authored by Rabbi Akiva. So that means that Rabbi Akiva has to be the author of both Braita. The Braita you want to suggest is Rabbi Shmuel, we have explicitly being Rabbi Akiva. Well, if it's explicitly being Rabbi Akiva, then your whole idea to divide between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is not going to work here. Did Tanya. So this is the Braita Rabbi Akiva Omer, and here's the Drasha that you were asking about before, Roni, that the question about how this works is because here, it says, L'nefesh lo yitama. So Rabbi Akiva, did Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nefesh elu akrovim. Nefesh means that even his relatives, he's not allowed to become Tamei, mate, elu aruchokim. He's not become Loitama, he's not allowed to become Tamei, mate. And that includes Elo Aruchokim, people he's distant from. Now you're going to say to me, oh, it's obvious. If he can't become Tamei for Krovim, obviously he can't become for Aruchokim. The answer to that is that if you didn't have both words, you would assume the lesser of the two Chidushim, you'd only include Rechokim. So now that you have both of them, it includes both Krovim and Rechokim. So now you have, after that, there's a series of words in the Pasuk, La'aviv l'imol achiv l'achoto. So those extra words in the Pasuk are unnecessary, because it already told you Krovim and Rechokim. You already know from the Pasuk that he's not allowed to become Tamei to both Krovim, which would include Vivimo Achiv Achoto, and to Rechokim. So what are the additional Psukim that are found by the Nazir in Perek Vav in Bamidbar? Ko Yimei Yizro L'Hashem Al Nefesh Meit Lo Yavo. So we just darshaned Nefesh to mean the Krovim, and Meit to mean the Rechokim. Although, as Tosus points out, in other places in the Shas, they do the opposite way around. They say Nefesh is the Rechukim, Meit is the Krovim. It really doesn't make a difference. You just need both Drashot that come out of the Pasuk. Then it says, So here you have a case where it already told you, Al Nefesh Meit Lo Yavo, which would say everybody is excluded. And then it repeats, Al Nefesh Meit Lo Yavo, Lo Yitama. So these are all extraneous, and the Braita, as Rabbi Akiva is going to do, darshans each one of those words. So Now, what does it mean? Laviv, inu metameh, aval metameh hu lemeit mitzvah. So that is, if he is for his father, he doesn't become tameh. Aval hu metameh lemeit mitzvah, which tells you that a nazir is suspended when it comes to meit mitzvah. If he has a choice between keeping his nazirut and taking care of a meit mitzvah, we say that the nazir become tameh and take care of the meit mitzvah. So that's the word aviv teaches you. Ulimo, ulimo, now I don't need to know about a nazir anymore because I learned that from laviv. So what am I going to learn ulimo? Haya kohen vihu nazir. I add on an additional kedusha to him. Not only is he a nazir, but he's also a kohen. So a kohen has a kedusha. He's also not allowed to become tamei mate. So there we would say a kohen ben nazir liumohu deinu mitamei, but mitamei hu deinu mitzvah. Again, we learn the dispensation here that if he's a kohen nazir, he still becomes tamei to take care of a mate mitzvah. That we learn out of the word imo leachiv. So now, what are you going to do with the word leachiv? Shim haya kohen gadol vehu nazir. Add on an additional kedusha. The first case is a case of just nazir. Second case is a case where he's a nazir v'kohen. Now he's a nazir v'kohen gadol. A nazir v'kohen gadol, I would think maybe there he shouldn't become tamei for anybody. So the achiv hu deinu mitamei. You're right. He doesn't become tamei for kovim. Aval mitamei hu the meit mitzvah. Again, his kedusha is suspended in the face of meit mitzvah. Miut from the pasuk is that for these kovim he's not mitamei, but he is mitamei for someone else who's there that's a meit mitzvah. And that's even in the face of him being a kohen gadol and a nazir. Now what do we do with achoto? Matam v'lomar. So now, how to read this last piece of the Mishnah is subject to a machloket. Over here, it's interesting. Tosfos brings the alternative gears, and he says, no, I think Rashi is right. In other places in Shas, Tosfot seems to indicate that Rashi is wrong about the way he reads this, and it's unnecessary how he reads it. The way Rashi reads it now is, Haresh alach lishchotet pisko ve'lamolot bino. The last case is, according to Rashi, he's a Kohen Gadol, he's a Nazir, and in addition to that, he has another obligation of karet on top of him. That is, that he's on his way to do his Korban HaPesach, or to a mila on his ben, because mila of his ben is ma'akev him's ability to do the Korban HaPesach. So in addition to the fact that he is kadosh v'kdushat nazir, and kadosh v'kdushat kohen gadol, he now has another thing, which he's on his way to do his Korban HaPesach. So we say here that he's not lachoto. This is the drusha that you were asking about before. What is lachoto? Here it means lachoto. Here, should he become tamei or not become tamei? So yocho yitama. I would think, me'amart lo yitama. So I would say, no, you can't become tamei. No choice. You do not become tamei in this case. Yocho shem tamatei lachoto. Since it's just like he doesn't become tamei for his sister, kachin v'tamei the mitzvah. Tamalomer lachoto. Lachoto lo yitama, v'yitama hu l'meit mitzvah. Again, everything is suspended in the front face of meit mitzvah. That means that even if he's a kohen gadol, nazir, on the way to do his korban HaPesach, he violates all of those. He ruins all of that, becomes tamei to take care of the meit mitzvah, and that's what we learn out of achoto. Tosafot in other places, he brings down v'yesh perushim here. Shimuga behem shum kach kasha. The question is, and your question is, how do you learn korban HaPesach out of this? The only thing we know from this is that if he happens to be a kohen gadol, and he is a nazir, plus he's on his way to do his korban HaPesach, that he doesn't become tamei. Who says from that you can conclude that if he was just going to do his Pesach, that he doesn't become tamei? Where do you see that? You can't conclude that. The Gemara before wanted to conclude lachoto was the case where he was on his way to do his korban HaPesach, and we say don't become tamei. Don't become tamei. How do you know no? Don't become tamei. The only thing you know is if you're a kohen gadol, nazir, and on the way to do your Pesach, that you can't become tamei. How do you know anything about Pesach by itself, which was your question? How do you learn out of nazir something about Pesach by itself? Well, the way Rashi is reading, it's difficult. So Tosfos says because of that difficulty, there are those that read this final line in the Braita to say we're talking about here a case that it's not a kohen gadol. That last case was not a case about a kohen gadol, was not a case of a kohen or a nazir. We dealt with all those cases already. We dealt with nazir. We dealt with nazir kohen. We dealt with nazir kohen gadol. This last case of olech lishkod piskol has nothing to do with the prior cases. It's not about a kohen gadol nazir that's also going to do his pesach. Just someone on his way to do his pesach. We don't need it anymore for kohen and nazir. We don't need it for that kedusha anymore. So they took it off and they used it for korban pesach. When they used it for korban pesach, means that's it. Unlike Rashi, who builds it on top of kohen gadol nazir that's also going to do his pesach, which would make sense in the flow of the Braita, their girsa read that no, that this was just talking about pesach. Now, if you do that, it's easy to understand what the Gemara was learning out of here because it's just talking about a pesach. Tosfos rejects that here. He says no, you can't explain it that way because it makes no sense. Again, because of the flow of the Braita. Braita goes kohen nazir, kohen gadol nazir. It's moving in levels of kedusha. Then to say all of a sudden pesach? No, that doesn't make sense. It has to be kohen gadol nazir pesach. If that's the case, how do you learn out of it? So that Tosfos gives two possibilities of the answer. He says one possibility is near to daik mishum daktani hocha amart lo itama ubekulu lo ktani hocha. And all of them, it doesn't say the extra word lo itama. It says laviv ulimo lachiv lachoto, and then bayachoto says lachoto lo itama. So the additional line in the brights of lo itama tells you that lo itama is referencing to the korban pesach. Lo Itama is not only for Kohen Gadol Nazir, but also Lo Itama means even just for Karban Pesach by itself. That's one deal he makes. Vo near the Dakdek, Ish Cheter Pesach Lechudei Lo Dachya, Tumat Krovim, Havale the Mitnei Bereisha, Dolech Lishkot Pesko, Sheri Kohen Gadol Nazir, Olech Lishko. If you really believe that Karban Pesach by itself is suspended, and you do become Tamei in the face of Karban Pesach, then they should have reversed the Breita. They should have started out with a case of Harel is going to be Shechtes Pesach, and he's a Nazir. That should have been the first case, because if it was just Pesach alone, he would become Tamei. So what would you make? The first case would be Pesach plus Nazir. And then we say, wait, no, don't become Tamei because of the Nazirut. And then you would build upon that. So the fact that the Breita brought it all the way at the end shows you the Breita believes that by Korban Pesach you would not become Tamei, and you're adding on an additional level of Kedusha here that you shouldn't become Tamei. Nevertheless, we suspend it for Beit Mitzvah. Had it been the other way around, that Korban Pesach is also suspended for any of the Krovim, they should have brought that in the beginning of the Breita, because the Chiddush would be that even a Nazir doesn't become Tamei when he has to go do his Pesach. Even though normally you would become Tamei, a Nazir wouldn't become Tamei. And then you would build up the Kedusha. To put Korban HaPesach at the end shows you that the underlying assumption here is that Korban HaPesach, you don't become Tamei. Otherwise, why is that additive to Kohen Gadol Nazir and Pesach? Why is that additive? If you believe that you should become Tamei for Pesach, that's not additive. That doesn't add any Kedusha there. The fact that the order of the Breita is that way shows you that it must be that the Korban HaPesach, you shouldn't become Tamei. So those are the two ways that Tosa says you can learn out from this Breita, the Memra that you asked about before. How do you know it's Korban HaPesach? He says that's how you learn it out of it, based on the way that Rashi's learning. So that would be Abaye's explanation. We upheld Abaye's explanation that before Chatzot and after Chatzot are different. And based on that, he wants to explain Rabbi Shimon's position. If it's before Chatzot, then your Anibut happened before the Korban HaPesach. The Korban HaPesach is suspended. You became an Onein and you're out. Whereas, if it happened after Chatzot, since the Chiyuv Korban HaPesach preceded the Chiyuv Aninut, we're going to say that the Korban HaPesach trumps and he will suspend the Aninut Laila Dirabonon. So that'll be the difference. Whether the Aninut Laila Rabban is suspended or not will depend on whether you became an Onein before the Chiyuv Korban HaPesach or after you had the Chiyuv of Korban HaPesach. And that'll be the explanation of Rabbi Shimon according to Abaye. Now Rava is going to offer us an alternative. Rava Amar, Idi V'Idi, both of these, Achar Chatzot. Both of these cases, it's going back to Rabbi Shimon. Not on the Breita, if you're the steer in the Breita, but rather back to Rabbi Shimon. Both of them happened after Chatzot. V'lo kasher, kan kodem sheshachato bizarku alav, kan achar sheshachato bizarku alav. Question is, did he do the Korban HaPesach or not? If it's both after Chatzot, the Chiyuv Korban HaPesach preceded the Aninot. The only question is, did they do it yet or not? Did he do his Korban HaPesach? If he did his Korban HaPesach, then we say eat it at night, because he already brought the Korban. If he didn't do his Korban HaPesach, yeah, we're going to say don't eat it at night. So Amalei Ravada Ramadna the Rovo, Achar sheshachato bizarku zarku adamo mat havahava. What do you need to suspend the nighttime Aninut for at all? If you're talking about prior to his bringing the Korban HaPesach, we need someone, in order to bring a Korban HaPesach, we need someone who's ra'ui le'achila. You have to be someone who is able to consume the Korban HaPesach. There's a machloket in the Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim machloket whether the achila to Korban HaPesach is ma'akev. So there are two. One opinion is that achila Korban HaPesach is ma'akev. The other one says no, that just you have to be ra'ui le'achila, the actual achila is not ma'akev. It sounds from here, as Tosfos points out here, it sounds from here that this can go into according to either Mandamar. Even according to one who says that you just need ra'ui le'achila, you could explain over here that the suspension of the Aninut Laila is to make you ra'ui le'achila. So that's why we need the suspension of it. If you don't suspend the Aninut Laila, you don't have someone as a ra'ui le'achila, and it'll be problematic even according to him. So we're ignoring that machlokas in Pesachim, because you could go according to either one of them. But what Rav Adar Ramatna is asking Rava is, okay, they brought the Korban HaPesach already. He's done. Why do we care if he eats it and not at night? Why do we need to suspend the Aninut Rabbanan at night in order for him to eat the Korban HaPesach once they brought it already? Once they brought the Korban HaPesach, he's done. He has the Korban HaPesach. He's not Chayim Karet anymore. Why does he need to eat it at night? Whether he eats it at night or not, it's not ma'akev. It has no bearing on the Korban HaPesach. So Amar Le Ravina. Ravina responded. Now Ravina is Rav
Adar. That's not according to one who holds it as ma'akev.
Oh, that's right. That's the answer. Very good. So Amar Le Ravina. Ravina, who is Rav Adar Ramatno's Rebbe, said achila psachim akvo mit Rabba Baravuna. The eating of a Korban Pesach is ma'akev according to Rabba Baravuna, which we're going to get to in a minute. So then Amalei, so Rava says to Rabba Adar Ramatna, tzayit my damar l'chol Rabcha. Listen to what your Rebbe is telling you. I mean, he's saying to Rabba Ramatna, your Rebbe Ravina, that is the right answer here. That Korban Pesach, achila Korban Pesach is ma'akev. So now you're asking about the Hava. No, he will not be yotze the Korban Pesach that he brought unless he does eat tonight. So in the case where he already brought his Korban Pesach, we say he's already done it. We don't want this to go to waste, let him eat at night. Suspend the Anino Derabbanan at night. If he's already prior looking at, make, should he bring a Korban Pesach or not? No, we say we're going to uphold the Anino Derabbanan, and we're going to say, no, wait till Pesach Sheni. And the Rabbanan would hate me the Devrayim and said, you can't eat at night. So that would be explanation of Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Shimon who says that we suspend Anino Delilah, which is Derabbanan, that's in a case where he already brought the Korban at Pesach. The case where Rabbi Shimon says that Pesach is knocked off, and the Anino stands, that's in a case where it's before. He hasn't brought the Korban at Pesach yet, now he became an Onein. Both of these are after Chatzot. So my Derabba Barav Huna, what is this Rabba Barav Huna that we know that a Chilot Pesach is Me'akev? Titanyo. Now this Gemara gets very, very complicated. It's a very difficult Gemara. So the Braita says, Yom Shmu'a ki Yom Kivura the Mitzvah Shiva Shloshim. Yom Shmu'a, when someone finds out about an Iftar, one of the Shiva the Krovim that is Chayav Lita Belehem, he finds out about the news, not on the day that they passed away, not even on the day that they got buried, but later on he finds out about it. Now this is what we call a Shmu'a Krova. Shmu'a Krova is someone who finds out this information within the first 30 days of the Niftar passing away, one of the Shiveta Krovim passing away. So here we're talking about a Shmu'a Krova. So he finds out about it within 30 days of the passing of the individual. Then Yom Shmu'a Ki Yom Kvura has the same din as Yom Kvura, the Mitzvah Shiva V'Shloshim. That he has to keep, from that moment, he keeps Shiva and Shloshim. He starts counting as Shiva and Shloshim from that moment, because that becomes, that's the Yom HaKvura for him. What otherwise would have been, Shiva and Shloshim normally would start from Yom HaKvura. Over here, he wasn't present at Yom HaMita, Yom HaKvura. He just found out about it, but it was within 30 days. Then today will become like Yom HaKvura for him. Like Yom HaKvura, and therefore Shiva and Shloshim, he starts from today. Ul Achilat Psachim. On the other hand, when it comes to Achilat Pesach, Yom Likut Atzamot. It'll be the equivalent to the gathering of the bones day. That was something they did in their time. They used to bury the bodies originally and wait for the basar to decompose, for the flesh to decompose. After the flesh had decomposed, they would take the bones, collect the bones, and then move them into a catacomb. Those are the catacombs that we have, the stone catacombs or the family catacomb. They'd move the bones into that area. That day of Yom Likut Atzamot, a person has a din of avelut. That has to have plate avelut on that day for the Likut Atzamot. So now, that is only a daytime problem. At night, he would be fine. So that means that this Shmu'a Krova that he gets, he has a din of a Likut Atzamot in terms of Achila Psachim. What would that mean? That he could eat the Pesach that night. That there is no problem. That night, he would have permission to consume the Pesach, because Likut Atzamot only affects the day itself that it happened, not the night afterwards. Whereas, when we're talking about the Yom Shmu'a, and we said that's because of Divrei Yom Kvura affects the day and the night afterwards. Your own name for that day and your own name the night afterwards. So the difference between what we would say now Yom Kvura and Yom Likut Atzamot is Likut Atzamot only affects the day. Yom Kvura affects both the day and the night afterwards. So now the Braita suggests at this point that when it comes to Yom Shmu'a Krova, you'll have a din of Yom Kvura Legabi Avelut. For Shiva and Shloshim, you'll have a din like it was Yom Kvura, and you'll be affected. On the other hand, for the Korban HaPesach, it'll be like Likut Atzamot, which means that you'll be able to eat the Korban HaPesach that night. Just like by Likut Atzamot, you'll be able to eat that night. So too, you'll be able to eat that night when it comes to a Shmu'a Krova. The next line of the mission is the difficult part, which is Echad. Now, right now, the way the Braita is reading is Echad Zeh means Yom Kvura, and Echad Zeh means Likut Atzamot. Whether it's the Yom HaKvura, or whether it's the Yom Likut Atzamot, Tovel Bochum Bekodoshim Le'erev. You can eat Kodoshim at night. So now you have a Hagufa Kasha. You have a Stira Minei Ovid in the Braita itself. Amart Yom Shmu'a Ki Yom Kruva LeMitzvah Shiva V'Shloshim. You said first, in the first half of the Braita, when it comes to the Shmu'a Krova, that you have a din like Yom Kvura. That means Shiva Shloshim, the whole works. When it comes to eating the Pesach, Yom Likut Atzamot, that it has a din like Yom Likut Atzamot. Why? Because had you compared it to Yom Kvura, Da'afilu Erev Lami Lo Achil. Because if you had said that it's all like Yom HaKvura, which is the first line in the Braita, Yom Kvura, then we would not have let you eat the Pesach that night. The reason that the Braita has a glad way to call it Likut Atzamot instead of Kvura on that night is to show you there's a difference between Yom HaKvura and Likut Atzamot, implying that Yom HaKvura you would not eat Pesach that night, whereas Likut Atzamot you would eat it. But then the next line in the Braita is right. You can eat it either way, both in Yom Kvura and Likut Atzamot. The Yom Kvura l'afilu erev nami lo achil, v'hadar tani echadzeh v'echadzeh tovel b'chol b'kodshim erev. The next line in the Braita is Yom Kvura and Yom Likut Atzamot. You would eat at night. So how could that be? So Amar Rav Chista Tanaihi. Rav Chista says it's a machloket Tanaim. We're going to leave that for a second. The Gemara will come back and try to find out what the machloket Tanaim is. But the basic machloket Tanaim here is whether leilo imo or not. When you have Yom Kvura, what's the status of the night that is afterwards? The night afterwards on Yom Kippurah is the night afterwards a problem of Aninut, and therefore would block the Korban of Pesach or not? That would be the Machlokes Tanaim. We'll get to that in a second. Rabbi Rav Huna, who's after he over here, Rabbi Huna says, Lo Kasho. I'll explain to you the two halves of the Breita. Kansha Shema Shmuel Meitos Samuch Lishkiyat Hachama, Chen Shlitulo Atzamot Samuch Lishkiyat Hachama, Chen Shemeit Lo Meit Bikavro Samuch Lishkiyat Hachama. The case here is all a case where everything happened before sunset. If everything happened before sunset, we are already okay, we're fine. Whereas, on the other case where it's afterwards, Bekan Achar Shkiyat Hachama, after Shkiyat Hachama. If he has all these issues after Shkiyat Hachama, then we're going to say, you're in trouble. The Yom HaKvurah, or the Yom, everything happens after Shkiyat, that is the time period, and we're not going to suspend it. So, the Gemara asks a very obvious question, is, Shkiyat Hachama, Madhav Ahava. After Shkiyat Hachama, you already came brought the Korban HaPesach. If you're after sunset, it's too late to bring the Korban HaPesach. The Korban HaPesach was brought Ben Arayim. So what are you talking about? Anything that happened after Shkiyat Hachama has no relevance to the bringing of the Korban HaPesach. This guy already brought his Korban HaPesach.
But we're still having, we were just talking, we had enough focus about we needed.
Oh, so that's the proof that, what is Rabbi Bar Huna? El Shema Mino, Achila Pesachim, Akvo. So it's clear from Rabbi Bar Huna that Rabbi Huna believes that the Achila Pesach is Me'akev, and therefore it makes a difference. Even after Shkiyat Hachama makes a difference, because you still have to eat the Pesach. And if you don't eat the Pesach, you're not going to be Yotzei. The difference is before Shkiyat Hachama or after Shkiyat Hachama. All right, so I just want to read with you the Rashi that explains this. It's the Rashi of Rabbi Bar Huna Amar. It's three lines down in there. It says, V'savar Yom Kuvurah Lo Tafis Lo Afilu Midirabbanan. Rashi is saying, if Yom Kuvurah happens the night afterwards, nothing whatsoever. There's no even Din Derabbanan. V'chol Shken Yom Shmuah V'likut Atzamot. Right, obviously then there's nothing afterwards. That they're even lighter than Yom Kuvurah. Aval Kishiru Lo Echad Mi'iru Lo Achar Shkiyat Hachama. This happened after sunset on the night of the 14th afterwards. If it's the 15th already, and he's doing it after Shkiyat Hachama. The Havalei Laila Zeh Yom Kuvurah Atzmo. That he's bearing it that night. V'lo Leil Yom Kuvurah. And it's not the night after the Kuvurah, but the night of the Kuvurah itself. So there, even though the Rabbanon are machmir on Yom Kuvurah more than Yom Shmuah, v'likut lo osro b'pesach, aval b'yom likut lo osro b'pesach ala b'shar kodeshim, tzuch lamti anad erev, achik amar, l'achila p'sachim ha v'yom shmuah ki yom likut, v'uchel p'sko afilu shama o liketa achar shkiyah. If he found out about the information after shkiyah, or he does likut atzamot after shkiyah, he still eats. Afal gav v'yom shmuah v'yom likut atzamot afilu hachi shori, mash'en kem b'yom kuvurah atzmo, if you're doing the actual burial that night. D'ilu meit lo meit b'yom gimel, even if somebody died on the 13th, v'kavro to ha'amamim l'achar shkiyah, and non-Jews buried him on the night of the 14th, whatever reason, they didn't get to the burial till the night of the 14th, the 15th at night. Shkiyah d'yudar asur lechol b'pesach, afal gav d'chal olav simchat ha'regel. So now Rashi asks the obvious question, and this is a very interesting and difficult issue, which is, even though now he's chayav in simchat ha'regel, it's a mitzvah d'oraito to be sameach on the regel. Ve'enu noheg avelut v'regel, and there's no such thing as avelut on regel. So what are you talking about, Yom HaKvurah at night? That should, it makes any difference. It should make no difference. Hani mili avelut midrabonon hi. That's only when we're talking about avelut, which is a din derabonon. V'chti v'samachta b'chagecho. Samachta b'chagecho is d'oraito. Avelus is derabonon. So we're going to samachta b'chagecho. Of course, we're going to suspend avelut, that is derabonon. Aval aninut le'asor b'kodoshim chala alav. But when we're talking about aninut, which the implications are that aninut is deoraita, that would be chal on him. That would have an effect on him. Ve'echadze hechi deba'ula mi ba'od yom. Then, if the echadze, the second line in the breita, is a case where it all happened during the daytime, then ochel b'kodoshim le'erev de'leilo lo tofis. But as I said before, the night does not follow day. On that day itself, then with other Kodeshim and by the Kuta Tzmot, except for Pesach, he's still Asur. On the day itself, because we don't want him involved in this, in getting involved with Korbanot or Kodeshim on that day. So Rashi basically lays out here is that the explanation of Rabbi Bar Huna here in this Breita, in the steer of the Breita, has to do with when. When did it happen? When did the Gvura happen? If the Gvura happens during the day, then everything's fine. By nighttime, you're cleared for everything because there's no Din Derabbanan and there's nothing at night afterwards. You're totally clear the night afterwards. You can bring Kodshim, you can bring anything you want, Pesach, anything you need to do afterwards, you're fine. And that's the Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, Tovel V'Chol B'Gad Kodshim La'Erev, is a case where it happened during the daytime. And during the daytime, during that day, you're problematic. By nighttime, you're cleared. They also allowed you to bring your Korban HaPesach, because you can eat it that night. So in that case, we allow you to bring the Pesach and then eat it that night. So that's for anything that happened during the daytime. On the other hand, the first part of the Braita that suggests that Yom HaKvura is problematic, but Likut HaTzemot would not be problematic. What is that? That's a case of at nighttime. It happened after Shkia. That's when the Kvura happened after Shkia. So the Kvura happened after Shkia, or you got a Shmua after Shkia. So again, it doesn't have to be a practical case. Like you're asking me, what's the case of Likut HaTzemot after Shkia? There was no case. It's a case that he had a Kvura after Shkia, because they, whatever happened, the non-Jews had to bury it that night, because he couldn't get it buried before then. So they bury him that night. Now he's in trouble. They just did a Kvura that night. Rashi says, okay, what do I mean? Avelus, what are you going to worry about here? That's all. There's a mitzvah d'oraita to be sameach. That's true of avelut. But here we're talking about aninut. Aninut is a din d'oraita. The din d'oraita of aninut is going to cause you a problem for the regel, both the simchat regel and in terms of the problem of having korban pesach that night. And even though here the aninut technically is aninut d'rabbanon, nevertheless the chachamim made it like an aninut d'oraita here, because it's not yom hamita. It's yom hakavura separated from yom hamita, so it's only aninut d'rabbanon. Nevertheless, the rabbanon were himidu divrehem be mokom pesach u'mokom kodoshim, when it's after shkiat hachama, and said that that aninut will stand, and you will not be able to eat the pesach or bring the pesach, and you'll not be able to eat the kodoshim. On that night, you're blocked. If it was Yom HaKvura, you're blocked from having your Korban HaPesach that night. On the other hand, if it was just Likut HaTzemot that night, then we would say, go ahead. The Rabbanim would say, that's only a Din D'Rabbanon and Aninut, and they would suspend it for the Korban HaPesach. They'd say, if it comes to Korban HaPesach, we'll suspend it when it comes to the Korban HaPesach. So that's the same thing as Shmua Krova. If he gets a Shmua Krova that night, we say it's Shiva and Shloshim come. That Shiva and Shloshim will be suspended because it's Machta Bechakecha, because of the Regel. But when it comes to the Korban HaPesach, he won't have a Din of Avel. He won't have a Din of Aninut. He'll have a Din of Likut HaTzemot. Din of Likut HaTzemot is that you can bring the Korban HaPesach. But what do you see from this? You see from this, why would they have to suspend it by Shmua Krova or Likut HaTzemot? Why would they suspend it at night? The only reason to suspend it at night is because you need to eat the Korban HaPesach. But the Hava Hava, you already brought the Korban HaPesach. The only question about eating it. What do you see from that? The Chil HaPesach is Ma'akev. So that's the explanation of Rabbi Bar Huna. And that's what Rova is using to explain Rabbi Shimon. The Stira and Rabbi Shimon about whether you bring the Pesach or not has to do with whether you ate it or not. We need you to eat the Pesach. If you didn't bring the Korban HaPesach yet, we say forget it. You're already on Onain. That trumps your own name first. You can't bring the Korban HaPesach anymore. You're done. If you already brought the Korban HaPesach, and now it's a question of eating it or not, then we're going to say eat it and don't worry about the aninut d'rabbanan at night. Why? Because Achilat HaPesach is ma'akev. Achilat ma'akev. How do you know that? We know that from Rabbi Rabun over here. You see this, that when the Yom HaKvura is at night, we don't allow you to eat the Korban HaPesach, and it's ma'akev. It makes a difference here. So that's the answer of Rabbi Barahuna. Well, we have one more answer here, which is Ravashi. Ravashi suggests, Ravashi Amar, Ma Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh. What is the Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh in the Braita? Achi Amar, Echad Yom Shmua, V'Echad Yom Likut HaTzemot. It means Yom Shmua and Likut HaTzemot. Till now we've read Echad Zeh means Yom Kvura and Yom Likut HaTzemot. If you read Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh to mean the Yom Shmua and the Yom Likut HaTzemot, then Tovel V'Chol B'Kodshim L'Erev. The Gemara says, Rad Ravashi B'dutahi, or Brutahi. It's a joke. It's, you can't take that seriously. Michte, Allah Koi. That's what the Braita was talking about until now. It was talking about Yom Shmua and Yom Likut HaTzemot. Why would the Braita then say Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh to reference back to something that it's speaking about? The only reason to say Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh is if you're changing the reference, you're changing the object of what you're speaking about. If until now we're speaking about Yom Shmua and Yom Likut HaTzemot, then you switch to Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, which is referring to Yom Kuvra and Yom Likut HaTzemot. If you're not changing what the object is, just say the din. You don't have to say Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh. So Zeh V'Zeh mi bayle. Why do I need it? I'm already michtei Allah koi. We're already talking about Yom Shmua and Yom Likud HaTzemot. Zeh v'zeh mi bayle. Then you have to say Echad Zeh v'Echad Zeh. That doesn't make sense. Elishma mina b'dutai or brutahi. That it doesn't make sense to explain it this way. Now the Gemara asks, umat nahi. What is this machloket tanaim that we are speaking about over here? What machloket tanaim are we speaking about? Rav Chisda suggested that this braita is a machloket tanaim. What machloket tanaim are we talking about? Titania, ad matai mit onein olav. How long are you in onein? Kol hayom, all day. Rabbi Omer calls manchelon givar, as long as the kvura hasn't taken place. So right now, our assumption is, the havamina right now, is how long are you in onein to be osur in kodashim? So now, the first, I understand the braita of this machloket is, one Mandamra says, all day until night. Night you're free from the Kodshim, you can eat Kodshim. You only onain during the daytime. The other Mandam, Rabbi, says, Ad HaKvura, till burial. Once you're buried, Aninut stops, and Avelut begins right then, and Kodshim are now Mutarim. So Gemara says, wait a minute. How could you say that? B'mayaskinan. Ilema b'yom mita. if you're talking about that the gevura happened on the day of mitah, mi ika de late yom mitah tofis leilo midrabanan. Do you have an opinion that says that if it's yom mitah and yom gevura, that nighttime doesn't have a din of anino derabanan? Everybody agrees to that. Vitu. On top of that, Rabbi Amor calls manchel minigvar hakibro ishtarile. Based, you're saying now that Rebbe says only until the gevura. After the gevura, it's mutar. Umi ika de late lay abachrita ki yomar. Is there anybody who doesn't hold of Anino del Raito for the Yom of Mita and Kvura? Vachitak Yomar, that's the Pasuk, Vesamtiel Avel Level Yachid. Vachitak Yomar teaches us that that day is Achitak Yomar. That Yom is Mar. That day is an Anino all day. So how can you say Rabbi cuts it off at the Kvura? Amar Rav Sheshet, Ayom Kvura Koi. No, you misunderstood. The Braita is not talking about a case of Yom Mita and Yom Kvura. It's a case where the Mita and the Kvura separated. Yom Mita was on the 13th. Yom Kvura is now on the 14th. So now what are you saying? Now you're saying on the 14th, so that's the Machlokas here. Does it only happen, do you have the whole day beyond Ninut for the Yom Kvura? Of course, night is not. Or do you hold that after the Kvura it's suspended, it stops? So Gumat Giflo Rav Yosef Elahadik Tani, what are you going to say about this? Someone who hears a shmua about his mate, it's like he's gathering in the bones. Then he eats kochim right away. What would you infer from this? The yom kvura afilu erev nami lo ochil. And when it comes to yom kvura, only because it's called like likut atzamot, therefore he eats at night. But if it would have been yom kvura, even without yom amita, it would have to be at night. You would not be able to eat kochim. Hamani, who's the author of that position? You just told me about both positions believe nighttime there is nothing going on. The only machokas is the day of kvura when it's not yom amita. Is it the whole day or only until the kvura? But night, everybody agrees there's nothing there. How can you explain this? Elotoritz, you must have to explain. Ad matay mitonenim alav. When, how long do you do only nut for? The Tanakh says kolo to ayom vilelo. All day plus the night afterwards. Rabbi Amar calls manchalini gvar as long as he's not buried. Avon nigvar below leilo. But once he's buried, then the night doesn't come along with it. And we're not going to explain Rabbi when he says Yom Kivro to literally mean that the Anino terminates at the time that he is buried, because we know even by Likut Atzamot, even in a case where there's no burial involved, then he has to be Tovel Veochol Balaylo. He's still Asur the whole day. So by Likut Atzamot, which is less than Kvura is Asur all day, then certainly by Kvura is Asur all day. So we're going to have to reinterpret the word Yom Kvura to mean the entire day of the Kvura, not terminating at the point of the Kvura. So that would be the machlokas. Now we'll be between them whether there is anino t'layla or no anino t'layla. When you have the gevura separated from the yom amita, does the night afterwards get pulled along or not get pulled along? And that's what Rav Chista was saying. This is the machlokas tanaim whether this nighttime pulled along or not. So the Gemara says, Amru akamed Rav Yirmiya. They said this explanation from Rav Yirmiya. Amar gava rabba ka Rav Yosef, lema hochi. Rav Yosef would say such a thing. Lema hochi, the rabbi lukudo. He would explain rabbi that rabbi's being makil over here. That yom, that when he says, achenikvar is a kula, not a chumra. Vatani, we have a brighter. Ad matai mitonein alav. How long does aninot laugh? Kol zman sheino nikvar, afil mikan v'asara yamim. As long as the mate is not buried, you're an onein. Even up to 10 days, divrei rabbi. So you see, rabbi's the chumra. He's not a kula by kvura. He's saying yom kvura is even all the way out. V'chachamim amim enim etanim alav eloto yom bilvad. No, just that day. The day of mita, that's the aninot. After that, it's not. Ela, just the yom amita. Ela, tori tzachi. This is what you have to say. Ad matai humotein how long does he have aninut from kolo to ayom below leilo? That's that day, but not the night afterwards by yom hakvura. Rabbi Amar calls manchlo nigvar, as long as he hasn't been buried, v'im nigvar, and if he is buried, tofes leilo, then his night comes along with it. So again, this will be the explanation of Rav Chista's machloket there. We have machlokes between Rabbi and the Tanakhama. We thought it was the other way around first. Now the way Rabbi Yirmi explains it, the Tanakhama believes that the day of kvura is aninut, the night afterwards clear, whereas Rabbi believes that the night of the kvura also gets pulled along with the yom hakvura. And that way you have a machlokes that night, whether there's a din of aninut or not. At night, is there a din of aninut? Yes, no. That would be the answer to Rav Chista. That's the steer in the Braita. The beginning of the ratio of the Braita that says that it's Yom Kvura, then you would not be able to eat your Pesach at night. That's a case of Rabbi. That's Rabbi's position. The second half of the Braita that says that even Yom Kvura you can eat at night and Pesach's fine. That's the Tanakhama. That's the Chachamim who say that the light doesn't get pulled after the Yom HaKvura. Right now, the Gemara just asks one question on Rabbi's position. With that, we'll end. Amru HaKameh Rava. So he said before Rabbi, "Kama Rabbi Yom Kvura Tofes Leilo Midrabanan Bichlal De Yom Amita Tofes Leilo Midoraita." If here we're talking about a case, which we explained before, that we're talking about Yom HaKvura, that's not Yom HaMitah now. And the only question is, does the night get pulled on or not, when it's Yom HaKvura without Yom HaMitah? The implications from this are, that Yom HaMitah, according to Rabbi, will be different than Yom HaKvura. Yom HaKvura, daytime is Aninut, nighttime is Aninut Rabbonon. But Yom HaMitah, Yom HaKvura, which is a din of Aninut Doraita, the implication of that would be that nighttime is also Leilovi Doraita. Its night is also Doraita. B'savar Rabbi Aninut Lailu Doraita. Does Rabbi really hold that Aninut, on the day that Yom HaKvura and Yom HaMitah, that Aninut, the night is Doraita? V'atanyo, we have a Braita. Hein Hani Hayom. Aaron speaking to Moshe about the Karbanot in Parshat Shemini. He says, Ayita b'nei Hashem? Would it be good in the eyes of Hashem if it happened today that I shouldn't eat the korban? So he says here, Hayom Asur V'Laila Mutar. Hayom, the fact that Aaron projected it says Hayom. Hayom of being Aninut. So that means Aninut is only prime during the day, but night is Mutar. Ulu Dorot, that was only for Aaron. But when it was not Aaron, Ben Mayom Ben Laila, what was unique about Aaron? Aaron were the only Kohanim. They were the only Kohanim there to eat the Kodashim. So if we didn't allow them to eat at night, then the Kodashim would have gone to Psul, because there's nobody to eat them. So therefore, in the time of Aaron, he says, Hayom, that Inut only applies during the day, but at night he's free because they need the Kodashim. But the Dorot, where you have other Kohanim to eat them, Ben Bayom Ben Balayla, Asur. Then Aninut applies Dioraita, day and night. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That we saw already. That was Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon we saw yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda believes that Aninut Laila is Dioraita. Rabbi Omer. So Rabbi holds like Rabbi Shimon and says, Aninut Laila, Inu mi Divrei Torah, mi Divrei Sofrim. You see explicitly that Rabbi believes that Aninut nighttime, on the Yom HaKvura, Yom HaMitah, is only a din derabonon. So the din derabonon, we just said before, the implications of Rabbi's statement is that it's a din deraita. So we see from this braita where Rabbi's arguing on Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi believes when it's Yom HaMitah, that is Yom HaKvura, that Leilo is only derabonon. If Leilo is only derabonon in the case of Yom HaMitah, which is Yom HaKvura, then by Yom HaKvura by itself, which is already only derabonon, then the night afterwards shouldn't even be anything. It shouldn't even have a din derabonon. You have a stira here. You have Rebbe in one place saying that Yom HaKvura daytime is din derabonon and nighttime is also din derabonon, implying that if it was Yom HaMitah and Yom HaKvura, that the nighttime would be doraita. On the other hand, you have the bright that would suggest that Rebbe says when it's Yom HaMitah and Yom HaKvura, that the nighttime is a din derabonon, implying that if it was just Yom HaKvura, the nighttime you wouldn't have anything. So my answer is no. The olam rabonon hi. Now, even on Yom HaKvura, which is a din derabonon, the night afterwards is also a din derabonon, and so too, when it comes to Yom HaMitah and Yom HaKvura, the night afterwards is derabonon. How do we reconcile here? Chachamim asu chizuk ledivrehem yoter mishel Torah. Sometimes the Chachamim put in place their dinim to such an extent that it's just like a Torah law. What does that mean? That means in the case of Yom HaMitah and Yom HaKvura, which is a din of Aninut Deoraita during the day, at night, the Rabbanan Institute Aninut Laila. When it comes to Yom Kvura by itself, which is also a Yom Aninut Derabonon, the Rabbanan instituted that night also will be Aninut Derabonon, even though when it was Deoraita, we only extended the Derabonon at night. It was only a Din Derabonon at night. If you're trying to mimic the Din Deoraita, then the Rabbanan should only mimic that Din in the daytime, not at night. At night, it's already a Derabonon. So you can have a Derabonon, a Derabonon. The answer is yes. Sometimes the Rabbanan, when they established their Din, they made it just like a Doraita Din. So just like during the day, when it's Yom HaMitah and Yom HaKvura, the Din Doraita is Aninut. And therefore, there's a Din Derabonon of Aninut Alayla. So too, on Yom HaKvura by itself, where it's only a Din Derabonon, there the Rabbanan strengthened their words to the point of Doraita in order to add on, meaning that they added on at night, also Aninut Derabonon, as if it were a Doraita during the day. And therefore, you'll have a din derabanan both at the night after Yom HaMitah and Yom HaKvura, and a din of Aninut derabanan even after just the day of Yom HaKvura. And that's what Rebbe was speaking about. When Rebbe, in the Braita, we said that Rebbe was the author of the part of the Braita, that says Yom HaKvura blocks you from doing the Korban HaPesach. That's because Yom HaKvura, on the night afterwards, he says there's still a din derabanan of Aninut, and that Aninut is what prevents you from doing the Pesach in that situation. As opposed to the other Tano in the Braita, the Chachamim will believe that the night afterwards, when it's only a din of Aninut derabanan on Yom HaKvura, the night afterwards is clear. There's nothing there, and therefore you can do the Pesach, and they'll be the authors of the second half of that Braita that says that even on Yom HaKvura, you can be tovel v'ochel be'erev, and you can eat that night time. All right, we'll stop over here.